from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by the Laborers District, LECET Fund. The Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs in the first game of the series last night. Second game tonight on 94 WIP. First pitch, 8:05. Pitcher Michael Mercado last night, impressive first outing. Manager Rob Thompson discussing.
First inning, got in trouble and worked out of it. So that tells you a little bit about his makeup and his poise. He threw strikes. Fastball had good velo, looked like it had good carry on it. Cutter was really effective, and he landed his breaking ball enough just to keep him off everything else. So I thought he was really good.
The Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Weather today presented by American Airlines out of Philadelphia International Airport, 69 degrees and sunny. This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, and Copenhagen. Book today at AA.com. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
I'll tell you what, in the days of Buddy Hield's youth, and he's still a relatively young man.
Is Zeppelin your favorite band?
Oh, boy, let me think about that. Is Zeppelin my favorite band?
Because if I were asked, hey,
I would say
what
yes.
Is your partner Joe's favorite band? I would say Zeppelin.
I would too.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Which artist or band have I listened to the most in my life? James, you can't answer it. John? It's by a threefold margin. I've said this before on the air. Which artist or band have I listened to by far the most of my life?
You too?
Nope. Seltzer?
You've said this on the air before?
Yep. Threefold easy.
Jim Croce?
Nope.
Frank Sinatra?
Tupac.
Oh, no, yeah, I knew that.
No,
I did know that.
Question,
yeah, I did know that.
No question about it. All right, so
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yeah, well, he didn't sing Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yeah, the Battle Hymn of the Republic would be your favorite song, and then Tupac would be your most listened to artist. The duality of man, right there.
He sang the Battle Hymn of the West Coast. Yeah, that's what he was singing.
You don't get more disparate.
So in the days of Buddy Hield's youth, there were a lot of people here that wanted him. And now that he's just a couple years older and showed us a couple months of his skills here, a lot of people don't want him. We'll see what happens. So if you missed the report, you know, this was yesterday. Shams reported, and I'll just read right from his tweet. He said, just in, the Golden State Warriors are in serious talks on a sign-and-trade deal to acquire Buddy Hield, league sources tell The Athletic. Warriors and 76ers have been in deep discussions, working to finalize the deal for one of the NBA's best three-point shooters. So he's probably not going to be back. You know, the irony to it is, I'm telling you, if Buddy Hield had never been here, even with Buddy Hield here and not having played great for that final month or so, I would still be interested in bringing him back. I mean, there is a skill set there. We can't act like the guy's a bum. Now, let me be clear. I'm not ripping the Sixers if they trade him. It depends on what they get. You know, I can't, you know, take umbrage with this concept of trading him without knowing what they'd be getting back for him. But I do know this. They are about as weak a shooting guard right now as a team can be.
Yeah, but
and
still,
the guy can shoot. I mean,
okay, he can shoot. He's not D'ing anyone up. He was a liability enough that he wasn't playing. So if we can get something in return, I'm all for it.
Well, I mean, that could be what it is. I'm just saying I wouldn't have been opposed to keeping him if you can. James, what do you got in there?
So Jake Fisher from Yahoo Sports just tweeting out, definitely sounds like Buddy Hield will be going to the Warriors in a traded player exception and the Sixers will net back a second round draft pick capital.
Sixers aren't getting Steph Curry back?
I don't think so.
No, Steph. All right, so
I'm not sure.
A second round pick.
He said second round draft pick capital, so it could be multiple seconds.
I gotcha.
All right. Can we somehow make it to Seth Curry?
Seth Curry. Who's he play for anymore? Where's he at?
Where is he? He was with the Mavs, and then...
Who's that Seth Curry?
Or it was with the, obviously, the Nets. Where'd he go from the Nets?
He sort of fits the bill.
I mean, listen, I like him.
I really like him.
Him and Maxie would be so small.
So who
did he play with? He played with Ben. He played with Ben. And that's part of why it worked, because you had a big guard next to a small guard. Mm. It's hard when you have two small guards next to each other defensively. That is hard.
Okay, so you want to bring back Ben Simmons. All right. I don't. You're wrong, Joe.
All right.
So
what?
He actually does fit what we're...
Seth Curry?
No, Ben.
Yeah, no interest in that guy. No interest in him, no interest in Harden. None of them. The only reason to bring him back is if you could cut him and not have to pay him and have them.
That would be cool. Bring him back just to cut him and make him feel bad about himself.
Yeah, walk of shame.
Yeah.
You know, walk of shame. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Justin in Tennessee. Good morning, Justin.
What's happening, lady and fellas? How y'all doing?
There you go.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here living my best life like Joe DeCameron, watching some old TV shows. Three's Company's on right now.
So come and knock on my door, Chrissy.
Come right. Chrissy, Janet, Terry.
There you go.
Real quick about the Eagles. The afternoon show posed a question yesterday. Who do you think is closer to winning a championship right now, the Sixers or the Eagles?
Yep.
My opinion would be, still yet, the Eagles, because they still have a good core of their team that has been to the Super Bowl and gotten far in the playoffs and know what it takes, whereas the Sixers, you know, we all know they struggle. You know, can't get out of the second round, yeah, 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 and all that. So what's your guys' opinion after they've signed Paul George? And
I say Sixers. If you're asking me who has a better chance next year, I think it's the Sixers. But I get the argument for the Eagles.
But it is.
It's close.
Nature of the NFL postseason, the Eagles win two games if they're seeded high enough and you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if you go 13-4.
If you are seeded as the one, you win three games and you're in the Super Bowl. What we're talking about in the NBA is 2 months of postseason play where I can't imagine Joel's able to stay upright and ready to go and rearing and healthy for the duration.
Look, obviously, Justin, I share John's concern about Joel. But yeah. I got to tell you, man, my concern about Jalen Hurts is big. It's really big.
And Jalen's going to go out there and roll.
What are you going to say if he doesn't, John? Because I'm not
then
telling
you. I am wrong.
Okay.
The plan, the West Coast is ill-adaptable to his skill set, but I don't think that's the case. I think he can do everything.
How about though, instead of saying the West Coast is ill-adaptable to his skill set, how about you say he is ill-adaptable to the West Coast? You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't think he is.
We'll see. We'll see.
Real quick, Joe.
We will.
After my call yesterday, and everybody's heard me talking on the afternoon show about my coming trip back up there next week, I've had a lot of people reach out to me through Twitter and Instagram, and I think I might have some insight on this hidden nickname that you may have. Someone from Fairfield reached out to me last night.
Said, for the love of God.
And said, word around the campfire was they called you Joe DeCantelope.
Justin, let me be very clear to you. Here's my response to your statement, okay? Here we go.
You should keep your mouth shut.
Keep it fully shut.
It is funny how good Joe DeCantelope works.
Yeah, there you go.
I know.
All right, so Justin, give me a moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
Oh.
Fight Club. I'm going to holler at y'all later. See y'all next week.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. Justin. Good stuff. Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, crew, and happy 4th.
Happy 4th, Chuck.
Happy 4th, sir. And happy 3rd. The 3rd is, it doesn't really get it still. Yeah.
It's a marvelous break when the 4th of July is on a Thursday, and everybody includes Friday.
Yeah.
Wednesday feels like a Friday So, you know, it's like I said to my wife, I was like, wow, it feels like we got a week off right now. It's really great. Everybody needs it. But anyway, drop in the bucket for the Eagles to cut that check. They'll probably get insurance on that. It's benign. It's not something they did necessarily maliciously. And they're worth $6 billion. So they'll be okay.
Well, the NFL may have done it maliciously. I mean, we don't know. I have no clue.
My guess is it's true, but I'm not an attorney. I don't know that. Anyway, mm-hmm. I want to talk a little about what concerns me. When you look at Casty postseason, sub two, Marsh right now against lefties, the jury has returned the verdict, 152 against lefties. Then you look at Rojas. So our outfield in postseason needs a bat. Our pinch hitting is 150 right now. Mm. Those two things concern me. Now, anecdotally, I don't think the guy out in Atlanta, I'm brutal with names, as you know, Alex Anthopoulos, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great GM, and he's not going to sit still. If you recall when the Braves won the World Series in 21, two of the top three performers were Rosario and Solar, guys they picked up at the trade deadline, all right? They got Sale and Freed lefties. All right, if they pick up
Chuck, I agree,
lefty,
dude. I agree. They are not going to sit out the trade deadline.
Exactly. And he's effective, and so is our guy. Our guy's great, Dombrowski. I love, but we have to neutralize that because the Braves recognize without their star, they can't play a pad hand. They got to go over the top at JD mm-hmm. Martinez kind of guy. Oh, if they got JD Martinez, I don't think they will because the Mets are winning. Keep praying for the Mets to win. You don't want the Mets to be sellers. Because where the heck will J.D. go? He just changes an offense instantly, that cat. Okay, I wanted him so bad, so I got to keep an eye on that. But the Mets are winning now. I don't think they'll be sellers. To your point about our shortstop, hear me out. I know this won't happen. If you take his defensive numbers, and I won't get into all that, the Irish people don't like that, but the defensive numbers right now are worse than last year, which is really bad. So if you did put him in the outfield, you solve that problem and allow Sosa, who's doing terrific OPS-wise,
Yeah, Sosa's also starting to dip a little bit, though. If you notice, he's not at the clip.
Yeah, right. Okay, so blend what you have to do there to answer that, because you obviously want sample size. I get that. So then what you do, you take 23 and 24 and you blend it, and then you average it out. And, Joe, it's not bad at all, but it puts Turner out in the outfield. I think he'll be terrific out there. Now, will they do that? No. But it does solve that problem.
No, otherwise, I get your point. They're not going to, but you think they should. I understand.
Yeah, because the Braves are not going to sit still. They are not.
I got you. Chuck, give me an answer here. A moment when a character realizes something.
Yeah, okay. This has to be off the board by now. We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Wow, that is another Wizard of Oz answer.
Joe, to your point about Sosa, though, you're dead on with it. His OPS has dropped just this month from June 1st to today from 949 to 798. So we're talking about almost 150-point drop in OPS from June 1st to now.
Yeah, and that's not even a long time. I mean, that's a month.
Yeah. I mean, now he doesn't have as many at-bats coming in as others might have, so it's a little easier to drop. But so the point is, he's been nowhere close for the last month.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. I don't want Sosa starting. Period. And I say that as no disrespect. It's just where I'm at. I mean, there are a number of players who have been quality bench players for the Phillies through the years. And, you know, maybe he gets into 80 games a year. Maybe he gets into 50. Maybe he gets into 120 as a defensive replacement. But I don't want him starting. And I will stand by that. So I don't see him. If the idea is move Trey Turner to the outfield so Sosa can start, I think that is not a good idea. I grant the point that the last caller made. They got to acquire somebody to start, or you're going to have one or two guys you don't want starting.
I don't think Sosa has risen to the point where he doesn't have diminishing returns when he's overtaxed, when he's over called upon. You know, there was a point this season where I think we were believing that he was, I don't know, like in the clear in terms of.
There was some thought of that.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's actually a really quality baseball player who can start 140 games a year.
Right. Not a guy who's going to come back and bite you. Right. If he just gets enough reps under his belt, he's going to have errors in there. He's going to, have mistakes that really hurt your team. He's somewhere in the middle. He's not quite as great as what we thought.
No, that's
And right now, I don't know. As shortstop, you've got a rotation there in a way with three guys.
Yeah, like, but Trey's the starting shortstop. That's it. He's the shortstop. Now, you might not like it, but he is the shortstop. So that's what, by the way.
And Trey, then Cody Clemens and Bryson Stott can both be a second baseman.
Trey Turner last night with a big night, not one but two homers. Let's listen to how he started it off.
The pitch to Trey Turner's hit well. Left field and deep, and Hap not even going to watch. It's way up into the bleachers in left center field, and Trey Turner unloads his fourth home run of the season. First ball swinging, and he's given the Phillies now a 3-0 lead.
So he had a really big night last night. That was actually one of three different hits in which he had an RBI or two on a hit. Let's listen to the second.
And the pitch swung on, crushed, deep left field, and Turner, two home runs tonight, and that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left, a two-run shot, and it's 5-1 Phillies.
All right, so let me tell you this. You may not know, but today is the day, at midnight tonight, when voting will stop for Major League Baseball for who's going to start in the All-Star game. So baseball's got a new system here going where top two vote-getters at each position, unless you were someone like Bryce Harper, who won the vote for the whole league, is automatically a starter. All the other positions, or almost all of them, it's about trying to figure out who's going to start in the All-Star game. And the reality is Trey Turner is one of a number of Phillies who today, you know, after midnight tonight, will find out whether he's a starter or not. Of course, for some of these guys, they otherwise will make it as a bench player. Some of them will not make it as a bench player for the All-Star game. So just to tee up the stakes for the next, 14 hours and 43 minutes until midnight tonight. Here's what we got. Here's whose spot is on the line for the All-Star game tonight. So shortstop, the top two vote-getters were Trey Turner and Mookie Betts. Now, we all know how this would go if Mookie Betts was currently healthy. I mean, first of all, Mookie Betts is a better player. He's a more famous player. Trey Turner is a very famous player, but Mookie Betts is more famous and better, but he's injured. Seltzer, how are people in America going to vote on injured player versus non-injured player?
I would hope they would vote for the non-injured player, because guess what? He's not playing. Like, no, I mean, the guy's not playing in this. He's out. He's fully out.
So is Trey going to be the starter?
I think Trey's the starter either way. I don't know the exact specifics of the rules, but I'm almost positive that when they get to these top two, the second vote-getter gets it if there's an issue with
it. Yeah, so a guy three doesn't jump.
I believe so. Okay. I don't think the manager gets to choose the starter or whatever.
All right, now let's go to third base.
But it would help if we turn out. If we
just vote him in and there's
and
no issue.
Vote for our guy.
Vote for Trey.
That would be
vote
a big
Trey.
Help.
If you want to do that, do it. All right, yes. So let's get to third base. Alec Boehm. So this is an interesting one. It's less famous guy versus much more famous guy. Alec Boehm versus Manny Machado.
And it's not even close, the stats between these two.
Well,
look at the RBI numbers, especially. Well,
yeah, no, no.
No one's
clearly
close
Boehm
RBI.
Boehm
has been way better than Machado.
He's been better. So, all right, Seltzer, who's going to win the vote? More famous guy with a lesser year, or less famous guy with a better year and a better fan base?
Yeah, well, I would have, like, if I didn't know the voting coming into this, I would have said Manny Machado, but being that Alec Boehm won by like 800,000 votes in the first round or whatever, and the Phillies fans are engaged, I would be shocked if Boehm's not the starter.
All right, let's get to another position.
But we can't rest on our laurels.
No.
What's that
let's
mean?
Let's get to work.
Yeah, vote for him.
Vote
you're in his vote.
I would be shocked. I think Boehm's in no matter what people do.
John's on a get out the vote campaign.
It's working.
Yeah, All right, so then you got catcher. So the Phillies can almost have a whole infield here. So catcher, that's if you count catcher as infield, James. We've had that conversation before. All right, so catcher is Realmuto versus Contreras. Now, Realmuto is currently injured. So, James, you just advocated a few minutes ago, vote for the guy who's not injured. So, James,
but JT has a chance to play theoretically. Mookie is out for months, so it's a different thing. In all honesty, Contreras has had the better year. I mean, Contreras probably deserves it more. I mean, he's got a OPS like 85 points higher than Realmuto, so. It'll probably end up being interesting.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Curious either way.
You know, just when you look at RBIs, this is a big difference. JT, 20. Contreras, 51.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of people, they're a first place team.
Yeah. You know, like.
So, with the Phillies?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. But I'm saying the Phillies have other starters. They've only got one other guy.
It will be interesting to see how much the Phillies fan vote influences this. I mean, this is, you know, as James alluded to earlier, a lot of the Phillies players got a lot of votes in the lead up to this to get them into the final, so to speak. Like, here are two examples. Obviously, Nick Castellanos and Brandon Marsh should not be in the finals for outfield. Okay, we can all agree. Like, Castellanos, 232, 11 homers, 42 RBIs. And Marsh, 266, 7 homers, 31 RBIs. Outfield where usually you get some real thumpers. Like, these guys shouldn't be in the finals. And James, they're in the finals against some good players here this year.
Yeah, so there is one caveat in there. Tatis is also hurt, and he will definitely be out for it. He's out for at least a seemingly extended period of time. So you're down to five. You just got to get three out of five now. Now the problem is the other three have all been better, like significantly better than these guys, like noticeably better.
And Yelich is probably the most famous of these players.
Yeah, I would say Yelich is the most famous. Then probably, I mean, honestly, Castellanos is probably up there fame-wise.
Yep.
But Yelich will get in. He's at, and I think Profar will get in too. Profar has been the best player of all those guys.
Well, we'll see. John Ritchie wants you to vote. So
and DH too. But I don't think they have a real shot at that one. I don't think Schwarber
is
going to beat Ohtani.
Now, this
nor should he, if we're being honest. You know,
this is a different round where, like, we do have to reestablish like a new base of votes, right? Like they're competing.
It all
again.
Starts over. Yeah. They start at zero.
So the voting that we've done already, it doesn't count toward our Phillies. We've got to get back out there and vote for them again.
Look, here's if you want to vote, Phillies.com/vote. Vote them in. I will say this. If Brandon Marsh and Castellanos make the All-Star.
That would be so cool.
Well, here's the problem, John. If it happens.
It could hurt a pitcher not getting on or something.
If it happens, baseball could find a way to change the system next year. Because if the Phillies have 7 or 8 starters, They're gonna cry foul around America.
No, this happened. The Royals a few years ago or whatever had like 6 or 7 guys in the All-Star game. They just took over the ballot, and it is what it is. I think the bigger issue, though, Joe, is that because of the rules with each team having a player, if Castellanos gets in, it could cause like someone like Christopher Sanchez, who is way more deserving, to not be in because they have to fulfill those quotas, you know?
So are you saying vote for Castellanos or vote against Castellanos?
Vote for Castellanos. I'm just saying.
Christopher Sanchez, I don't know. You know, there was a moment in the All-Star game, I think it was in 83, NBA, where on the court at the same time was Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney, Dr. J, Moses Malone, and Larry Bird.
Wow.
4 Sixers and Bird.
Was that pre Dr. J and Bird going at it? Or?
Yeah, they went at it in 84.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
would have been more interesting if it were both. Yeah.
Well, they're fine.
No,
they just had a moment in the game.
But the thing is,
you know, the Warriors pulled that off a few years ago. They had 4 players in the All-Star game at the same time. Obviously, the 4 were Steph, Draymond, Durant, and Klay. And they were on the floor at the same time with whoever the heck the other guy was. It's just, it's rare that you see that preponderance of players from one team at one time. But hey, listen, the Phillies have a legitimate chance for a ton of guys this year in the All-Star game. So vote away if you want today.
That's neat, man. You know, the last few years, it's,
Do we know the record the most players?
I think it's like 8 or 9 or somewhere in that range. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
But regardless, with the last 2 years, it's, you know, I love the All-Star game. I get excited for it.
Yeah.
And you know, we had Craig Kimbrell and Castellanos last year. We had like JT the year before.
James,
like, this is fun.
Can I tell you something? If the Phillies have 7 starters, people in America will root against the Phillies in the World Series. I'm just telling you. I mean,
not if they're playing the Yankees.
You don't like kind of sometimes want to be that guy.
True. If they're playing the Yankees, they're still rooting for
because
the
you know underdogs run faster, and then when you're not an underdog, like the 2018 Eagles or the 2023 Eagles, you know. The dog bites your face. All right, Jonah Cameron, John Richard. Time's yours next.
After
also,
you bite it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and don't be biting backs. That's a whole nother matter. Unless it's a baby back rib.
I bit her.
Well, just settle down. All right, time's yours is next. And Conklin, something he put together for us today, and it is phenomenal as we get near the 4th of July, celebrating the 76ers. That's all up ahead. Plus the calls on 94WIP.
Brought to you by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. The Philadelphia Phillies beating the Chicago Cubs in the first game of the series on the road last night. Shortstop Trey Turner with two home runs and four RBIs. Some of the best swings we've seen this season.
And the pitch. Swung on. Crushed. Deep left field. And Turner, two home runs tonight. And that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left. A two-run shot, and it's 5-1 Phillies.
Home of the best live music and tiki bar on the C&D Canal. Make memories that last a lifetime at Chesapeake Inn. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com today. Weather today is 70 degrees and sunny. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Screwed it up. That's on me.
What happened, James?
I played the wrong music. I'll hit
Come on, stuff. James.
A job by me. I had a reason to play a song, and I played the wrong music.
Is this the 90210 song again?
Yeah, you'll understand how I screwed it up in one second.
I'm so confused right now.
Should be. I screwed up, and thus it is confusing.
All right, that's all right. Seltzer makes a mistake as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Those things happen. All right. Well, hopefully no mistakes get made with Time's Yours calls today, you know? I mean, we'll get to that in about 15 minutes. Rock the calls all through the show.
The I never watched 90210.
Here, this was my bad.
Man,
this
you
is
just cut it off.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is what
I didn't even get a fade out.
Here we go. This is what I meant to do. Beverly, I saw the first one. I went Beverly Hills 90210 instead of Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
New Beverly Hills Cop movie comes out today on Netflix.
It does?
Yes, today on Netflix. Beverly Hills Cop 4 today.
I can't say I'm that excited about the new Beverly Hills Cop. And it's because Joe has actually turned me against Eddie Murphy to some degree.
No, not when it's Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm sorry to say it. It's the truth. Like, you have permeated my thinking to some degree.
Yeah,
to where
but
I saw a preview for this. I saw the Beverly Hills new movie preview, and I thought, oh, man.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy, what's he doing?
All right,
like, it's going to be a little less edgy. It's going to be a little more family.
We'll say.
Only because of your
I hope you're wrong.
Negative influence.
I don't think that because Axel, I mean.
I would hope it's Axel Foley, like old school,
yeah.
Restored, rated R, and pushing it a little
bit. I need a ruling here. In their prime, coolest Axel. Axel Foley, Axel Rose.
Foley.
Foley, yeah.
I think so, too.
Because Axl Rose was a little weird, still right? A jerk. It, like, never cool. Never cool.
Okay.
He was the total rock star who wouldn't show up
Slash
for his own concerts.
Cool. Yeah. Slash was
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, Slash.
All right, to the phones we go. By the way, Conklin did something great for us. We're going to play that coming up in a couple minutes here. David in Wilmington. David, good morning.
Look, guys, I've never seen a team where the guy who's going to take your job, you're rooting for him when he does great. It is absolute insanity to watch.
It's really cool, man. It really is. They, you know, 2017 Eagles had a little bit of that, you know, because obviously if you do, except for Carson,
you always talk about the Jay Ajayi thing, how it's Blunt and Clement, the first dudes down to run it. You know what I mean?
No, that's
same
one.
Same idea.
Mean, even Darren Sproles, who got injured when Corey Clement was doing his thing and, you know, theoretically could take his job the next year. Now, turns out Corey Clement and Sproles were both on the 18 Eagles, but it was Blunt that was gone. So, you know, it's pretty cool vibes what this Phillies team has right now in the dugout. They got a great clubhouse.
Yeah, it's definitely a winning culture for sure.
Yes.
And this Mercado kid, I'm glad he got out there and got his feet wet a little bit. Good to see.
Yeah, no, it really was. He did a great job. He really did. David, give me an answer for a moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
When Neo realizes he's the one.
Oh, man. And he stops the bullets? That's another great answer.
Oh, wow. Look.
That's great. Puts the hand up. Oh.
So how are these things going to be voted on?
I honestly, this feels like the hardest vote we've ever had.
What, do we have to put the names in a hat?
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, I'm just saying, because if so, someone's got to start preparing them. I mean, I can't do that in the final 30 seconds of the show. If, like,
Danny Ryan!
If there's not stuff written down here. All right, let me give you a little bit more of Michael Mercado after last night's game. Here's Mercado, if you don't watch last night. Mercado, starting pitcher for the Phils last night, had been a relief pitcher in the minors till the Phillies moved him in the minors to become a starter in case they needed depth in the rotation this year, which obviously they need it. With injuries to Turnbull and Taiwan. He pitches last night, pitches five good innings, gives up only one run, gets the win not only for the team but himself, gets a win last night. After the game, he talked about an aspect of last night.
What enabled you to settle in kind of after first inning?
I think just the confidence I have in myself, the confidence that these guys in the clubhouse have for me. We go back to what we've always been doing, and that's, for me, that's pitching. So I think being able to settle in and treat it like any other game is huge.
You know, I always like when I hear an athlete talk about confidence, because it's such an important part of life, no matter what you do. And obviously for an athlete in particular, where, you know, the eyes are on you, and you might have 40,000 cheering you, or 40,000 booing you, or 40,000 heckling you if you're on the road. I mean, there's a lot of ways to go about it. Confidence is key. Rob Thompson talked.
Well, he's talking about confidence in the face of, he stunk.
I know
to
he did.
Start the game. He I came know. Out and it was four balls in a row, walked the first batter.
Right.
Yet still, you could see he believes he can locate.
Well, you got to dig
and then
down.
He just did.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game talking about a starting pitcher.
What impressed you the most about Michael Mercado on his first major league start?
First inning, got in trouble and worked out of it. So that tells you a little bit about his makeup and his poise. He threw strikes. Fastball had good velo. Looked like it had good carry on it. Cutter was really effective, and he landed his breaking ball enough just to keep him off everything else. So I thought he was really good.
All right, so let me pose this question. Seltzer, it's way too early to know how good this Mercado guy is, and he's probably not that good.
But it's really good when you compare this to what we used to have on this baseball team.
I'm aware.
Like, in 2017, we had the fastest we were throwing was like 95 miles an hour, and it was, I don't know, like one guy. It was Vinny
Velo. Who couldn't locate, but he could throw it.
And that's it.
I'm well aware.
That was it. Now we got guys who, he was our seventh or eighth starter.
Yeah.
Coming out of nowhere and throwing 98. And locating.
Yeah.
And then breaking stuff off the face of the planet. So, just boop.
So let me ask you a question. It's July 3rd. We've crossed over July 1st. Let's get to August 10th. They're all healthy. Who's the Phillies' fifth starter?
August Taiwan 10th. Walker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing.
Right? I mean, don't you?
Ashlyn, who should it be?
Yeah, Turnbull? I'm not saying it should be, just for the record.
I understand.
Yeah.
Should it be Turnbull?
When's he going to come back? What's the status?
Well, let's just say they're all healthy.
They're all back.
They're all,
he's fully healthy.
I mean, that's why I went to August 10th. Like, by August 10th, I imagine they're probably healthy. So they're not in a six-man rotation. It's not September 20th. It's August 10th. There's like a month and a half left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Who should be the starter? Which is a different question than I asked James.
I think Turnbull.
And what do you do with Taiwan?
That's the issue.
It's so frustrating.
No, but what do you do? Do you cut him? What do you do?
I have been trying secretly trade him, I guess.
Yeah, secretly.
Yeah, well, John, trust me. The other organizations are aware. That
oh, who's this guy? Oh, sure.
Secretly. He just popped up.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's going to be owed after this year $36 million.
So, and he money. Cannot pitch out of the bullpen, where, like, these other guys, whether it's Turnbull or particularly Mercado, like, they can. They actually have the skill set to be able to come into a game
right.
and pitch one max inning.
Richie, true or false? Rob Thompson, who's a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Thompson, John, is looking forward to the moment when he informs Taiwan Walker that he's not on the postseason roster.
Oh.
Because of how Taiwan handled it publicly last year and blasted Rob Thompson on social media,
yeah, that's scary.
Topper is actually looking forward to the moment when he delivers the news to him. Because I agree with James. I think he will be back in the rotation this regular season. I don't think he'll be on the postseason roster.
I agree with that.
And last year he was, but didn't pitch. My contention is this year he ain't even going to make it.
They won't use that spot for him. They won't. I agree with you.
They're not.
Well, I
Rob's think
it's going
to be
fair.
Like, Taiwan, come into my office. We got to talk.
Come on, buddy.
By the way, so a lot of good Phillies vibes other than like Taiwan Walker. Some Sixers vibes have picked up, although, you know, there's some consternation. Not everyone agrees with the Paul George thing. Not everyone thinks Joel actually has it in him to dig down and win it all. Look, time will tell. But Conklin was feeling it as we get near the 4th of July. He thinks Joel's feeling it with Paul George as a 76er.
Now to Maxi, and Paul George says, give me a rock, baby. Oh, yeah.
Mine eyes are praising Maury for the coming of Paul George. We are now legit contenders. My faith has been restored. We have the third best odds to win. Let's go get our reward. The process marches on.
Paul George, welcome to Philadelphia.
Maury, Maury, hallelujah. Maury knew what he was doing. Maury's got a winner brewing. Our town is Sixers strong.
Maury tries to take the Sixers past the second round.
Maury had the patience to construct a real big three. Paul George still has to deliver. I'll ignore my achy knee. I promise not to get hurt or sick. Just you wait and see. The process marches on.
He's way too good.
Maury, Maury had a great plan.
Harden called him a liar.
Maury, Maury's not a con man. The non-believers have to understand. The Sixers will prevail.
Little Tom McGinnis action in there. You know what I appreciate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's way too good. Allen Iverson. He's way too good.
Get excited.
That's right. That's right. Excited with another classic. So there's a lot in there. Obviously, it's phenomenal. But one thing I appreciate from Joe with that is it's almost like it's, you know, because Joe's thing is humor, obviously. There's a humorous element to him making a big deal about trying to get past the second round. Like, we're talking about really trying to win a title. But then he kind of slides in, like, let's just make sure they even get past the second round. Like, it's good little subtle humor by Mr. Joe Conklin, who, of course, you can see all summer in all sorts of spots, including this summer with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey, Saturday, July 13th. For tickets to this or any of Joe's events, get yourself to JoeConklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 Inside Parks Casino, Thursday, July 11th. See Vishnu Vaka with Albert Davis. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink tickets at JoeConklin.com.
All right, well done by Conklin. Let's get to Mike giving us a shout this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. Happy early 4th of July.
Thanks, Mike. Happy 4th.
You got it. Listen, really quick, for years past, all we would do is complain about Howfrey, Howie, Jeffrey getting involved, getting their nose into the thick of things. Mm-hmm. I'm making a public plea right now. Guys, get involved. Can you squash this thing with Nick and Jalen? Because if this team does not win the Super Bowl this year because of this garbage, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, I think they have tried to get involved to some degree with Jalen and guiding him in the right direction. Hey, your attitude needs to be different. It needs to be more this way. I don't think it's an easy solution. I don't think that this is, hey, Jalen, feel like we tell you to feel or else. You know, this they chose to keep this coach. And they knew that this might be an issue, and now they must address it. Jalen needs to figure out a way to work through this and get this right. That's a lot of responsibility on him, on your shoulders, Jalen. We know that you may have an issue here. It doesn't matter. You need to make it work anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if Jalen is going to be – I don't know if he's mature enough yet in just years of life to do this. Without some special help from Howie and Nick.
So well, you know what, Mike? He better figure it out fast because I am telling you, if he doesn't, Lurie and Howie will get rid of Hurts. They may get rid of Sirianni also, but if Hurts does not fall in line to be coached and be part of a team, they will get him off the team.
Yep, and a whole city will be right behind that decision.
Well, most of them, but there's always that ambiguity of like what's real and what's not and all that sort of stuff. But I've heard so much from so many that so much of it is real. So
yeah, I'm going to trust you.
Mike, give me a great answer for a moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
Finkel is Einhorn when Ace Ventura.
Oh, man. That's another big answer. What's the name of that? Ace Ventura, right?
Yeah.
Ace Ventura. So it's Einhorn, and what's the other guy's name?
Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Oh, my God. We have gotten a lot of big answers on this one today. All right, and with that, let's do what we do every day at this time. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Slowly a composite of Joe DeCamera's ideal man materializes. The muscled body of Ben Davis. The rugged, manly good looks of Michael Landon. John Ritchie, size 14 feet. What are we to discover next?
Hey,
Time's
listen,
Yours.
Michael Landon. Michael, I was a big fan of Michael Landon.
Rugged Michael.
I mean, he was cool.
Oh, he was
still,
great,
like,
man.
Little House on the Prairie.
Dude, he ran the prairie.
Joe, I just don't get your logic with saying the Sixers have a better chance than the Eagles. I mean, you're talking about Jalen, who just did it 2 years ago. He did it. Him and Nick actually got there. You're talking about Joel Embiid for 10 years, hasn't even sniffed it. And then you've been talking about continuity all week with Paul George. They haven't even played a game yet. It just makes no sense.
No, I hear you. But the good news is at least it's not a trade deadline acquisition with Paul George where you have 25 games to crank it up. I mean, you do have a full season here, which I tend to think.
That is very valuable. They can work. They can learn. They can grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what's also going to be interesting. When players take a day off, a game off, will they do it at the same time? You know, like, will the Sixers be one of those teams like, all right, Embiid and Paul George are both old. It's not like, all right, one of you misses the Sunday game, one of you misses the Wednesday game.
Stagger them.
Just, you know what? We'll probably take the L because we want these two guys to play 67 games together, 73 games together. Maybe that'll be an interesting dynamic to watch.
How dare you, Joe, accusing Ashlyn of making a weird noise? Because after all, you're crackling, Joe. You're back again. I'm just...
It's so, did you ever get that audio?
No, I forgot to grab it.
And your voice is better today. What happened?
I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah.
But I mean, Seltzer, we could have used that.
Yeah, that was a bad job. Yeah. I had a lot
You leave him alone. He's doing a great job.
Thank you, Ashlyn.
Well, it was a really obvious, weird noise
it was.
That you
I'll
made.
I'll find it.
And
I'll
I'm
find
pretty
it.
Convinced.
Seltzer, I mean, Richie and I are the only two that heard it. And maybe the audience didn't hear it, but John and I heard it clear as day.
I was focusing so much on my dog rates, I didn't hear it.
Well, whoever it was didn't think they did it, because I didn't think I did it, Ashlyn didn't think she did it, and the caller didn't think he did it.
But it was like a...
It was weird.
Of talking.
It came.
I don't think it sounded like that.
It sounded like that.
I would have noticed that.
I mean, maybe not quite
yeah,
so
that
pronounced.
Was dramatic.
All right, James, let's do one more.
8:52, and Joe's talking about the Mets winning the division again. Mets fan, you can never hide it, Joe. You can never hide it. Play it. Let's go, Mets.
I didn't, you freaking loser. I didn't say the division. I said they have a chance to win the World Series. And that's true, actually. I mean, the Phillies came really close 2 years ago, and they had a record very similar to the Mets
right now.
This
is like unabashedly.
My deal is I'm eyes wide open. And not the movie, by the way.
He's come to the
eyes
table
wide
with
shut
his truth
is
before.
Oh, that's right, eyes wide shut. I'll say this. There were certain scenes in that movie, my eyes were wide open. Yeah, right? Wide open. Like, what am I looking at? Mine eyes have seen the coming of the glory of Nicole Kidman. Yeah, right? And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
and a few
complaints.
Other people, by the way.
Call 215-2500.
There's a lot. Certain scenes with all...
I want an orgy.
Well, I mean, I'll just say, like, that's the kind of movie... Let me put it this way.
I never get to use that drop. That
it's the kind of movie you don't actually have to hit the pause button.
Nice.
I mean, if you hit pause, you're just delaying the next 10 minutes of nudity. What's the point? All right.
How does he just have these readily available, these one-liners?
I don't know.
That's what I'm most impressed with.
Well, thank you. All right. That's why I'd be a great attorney. I'd be ready to rock and roll. All right.
No, not you.
Jim,
not you.
No! Outrageous!
Don't kid yourself.
Hey, listen. Hey, hold on.
Very nice, Ash.
You know what? Here we go.
Take caution in your tone.
Take great caution in your tone. All right. We got a couple Twitter poll questions we got to wrap up here. So, The first is today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering quality certified pre-owned vehicles at great prices every day. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. This is to determine yesterday's winner of our prize of Def Leppard Journey and Steve Miller Band tickets. Through the question we had yesterday, which of these actors has the best combination of two TV roles? We had it narrowed down to three actors or actresses. Here we go. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, and Malcolm in the Middle. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seinfeld and Veep. Ed O'Neill, Married with Children and Modern Family. Let's all go on the record ourselves who we would pick. Richie, who would you pick?
I pick Julia.
Okay, Ashlyn, who would you pick?
Repeat, I'm sorry.
Sure. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, and Malcolm in the Middle. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seinfeld, and Veep. Ed O'Neill, Married with Children, and Modern Family.
The first one.
Okay. Seltzer, who would you pick?
JLD.
Say it again. Who'd you say?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I would go Ed O'Neill, but it's very close.
Ed O'Neill would be my close second.
All right, John, I have the poll results. Who do you think won?
Ed O'Neill.
He did.
Good poll by you, dude.
Can I tell you why Ed O'Neill won?
Yeah, please.
It's so easy.
Al Bundy?
I think so.
It's the dirty WIP listeners who grew up on the dirty old Al Bundy.
Yeah, I mean, it's right in
the wheelhouse of like the 30 to 50-year-old male.
It's the demographic.
It is dirty dogs all throughout the Delaware Valley.
That's my gut when I look at that list. Al Bundy sticks out.
Bundy's a dog, and so are a lot of our listeners. All right, Al Bundy wins because he's Al Bundy. All right. Now, so by the way, congratulations, Seltzer, to yesterday's.
Trey, congratulations to Trey.
Trey, congrats, man. That was a great answer. Now, let's round out today's topic of moment in a movie in which a character realizes something. So here's what we got. Just tell me, we got to move fast here. Michael Corleone realizing that Fredo had done him dirty, and he's going to kill him. In The Shawshank, when the warden realizes Dufresne's been going through, you know, the wall, and he's out. In The Wizard of Oz, when the main characters realize when Toto pulls back the curtain, the wizard really, you know, ain't a wizard. We get also from The Wizard of Oz when Judy Garland goes outside and Dorothy realizes she's not in Kansas anymore. We got Neo from The Matrix and that tremendous moment. We've got from Ace Ventura with Finkel and Einhorn and Jim Carrey realizing Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel. What are we doing?
Gosh. I think Oz has two great answers.
I agree. I can't decide which one I like more, though.
I like the Godfather answer best, personally. Michael Fredo.
I think
Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense is an incredible
That's another good one.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I think it's Here's why I think it's The Wizard of Oz and Toto pulling the curtain back. First of all, the movie is called The Wizard of Oz. They're on the way to Oz the whole time to meet the wizard. Like, the whole thing is about getting there. And then when you get there, you realize he ain't what he's cracked up to be. I think it's that.
So is it the wizard is not the wizard?
Yeah.
Or is it you're not in Kansas anymore? I'm fine with it.
It's a great answer. I think it's the wizard, not the wizard of those two.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to JB with the Wizard of Oz answer. That's a great one. All right. Everyone have not only a great rest of the day, but a wonderful 4th of July, tremendous weekend. Enjoy it all. And enjoy Phillies baseball over the next couple of days. Joe and Hugh, they're up next. Ashlyn, great job filling in the last couple
Thank
of days.
Thank you.
Great work.
A lot of fun having you in here. Joe and Hugh are up next on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hallelujah. Maury knew what he was doing. Maury's got a winner brewing. Our town.
Sabonis, six are strong.
Morey tries to take the Sixers past the second round.
Morey had the patience to construct a real big three. Paul George still has to deliver. I'll ignore my achy knee. I promise not to get hurt or sick. Just you wait and see. The process marches on.
He's way too good.
Morey had a great plan.
Harden called him a liar.
Morey's not a con man. The non-believers have to understand. The Sixers will prevail.
I like it.
Little Tom McGinnis action in there. You know what I appreciate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's way too good. Allen Iverson, he's way too good.
Get excited.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's another classic. So there's a lot in there. Obviously, it's phenomenal. But one thing I appreciate from Joe with that is it's almost like it's, you know, because Joe's thing is humor, obviously. There's a humorous element to him making a big deal about trying to get past the second round. Like, we're talking about really trying to win a title. But then he kind of slides in, like, let's just make sure they even get past the second round. Like, it's good little subtle humor by Mr. Joe Conklin, who, of course, you can see all summer in all sorts of spots, including this summer with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey, Saturday, July 13th. For tickets to this or any of Joe's events, get yourself to JoeConklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 Inside Parks Casino, Thursday, July 11th. See Vishnu Vaka with Albert Davis. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink tickets at JoeConklin.com.
All right, well done by Conklin. Let's get to Mike giving us a shout this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. Happy early 4th of July.
Thanks, Mike. Happy 4th.
You got it. Listen, really quick. For years past, all we would do is complain about Howie, Jeffrey, getting involved, getting their nose into the thick of things. Mm-hmm. I'm making a public plea right now. Guys, get involved. Can you squash this thing with Nick and Jalen? Because if this team does not win the Super Bowl this year because of this garbage, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, I think they have tried to get involved to some degree with Jalen and guiding him in the right direction. Hey, your attitude needs to be different. It needs to be more this way. I don't think it's an easy solution. I don't think that this is, hey, Jalen, feel like we tell you to feel, or else, you know, this, they chose to keep this coach. And they knew that this might be an issue, and now they must address it. Jalen needs to figure out a way to work through this and get this right. That's a lot of responsibility on him, on your shoulders, Jalen. We know that you may have an issue here. It doesn't matter. You need to make it work anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if Jalen is going to be – I don't know if he's mature enough yet in just years of life to do this without some special help from Howie and Nick.
So well, you know what, Mike? He better figure it out fast, because I am telling you, if he doesn't, Lurie and Howie will get rid of Hurts. They may get rid of Sirianni also, but if Hurts does not fall in line to be coached and be part of a team, they will get him off the team.
Yep, and a whole city will be right behind that decision.
Well, most of them, but there's always that ambiguity of, like, what's real and what's not and all that sort of stuff. But I've heard so much from so many that so much of it is real. So
yeah, I'm going to trust you.
Mike, give me a great answer for a moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
Finkel is Einhorn when an eighth and
Oh, man. That's another big answer. What's the name of that? Ace Ventura, right?
Yeah.
Ace Ventura. So it's Einhorn, and what's the other guy's name?
Finkel is Einhorn.
Oh, my God. We have gotten a lot of big answers on this one tonight. All right, and with that, let's do what we do every day at this time. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Slowly a composite of Joe DeCamera's ideal man materializes. The muscled body of Ben Davis. The rugged, manly good looks of Michael Landon. John Ritchie, size 14 feet. What are we to discover next?
Hey, listen, Michael Landon. Michael, I was a big fan of Michael Landon.
Rugged Michael.
I mean, he was cool. But he was still great, man. Like Little House on the Prairie.
Dude, he ran the prairie.
Joe, I just don't get your logic with saying the Sixers have a better chance than the Eagles. I mean, you're talking about Jalen, who just did it 2 years ago. He did it. Him and Nick actually got there. You're talking about Joel Embiid for 10 years, hasn't even sniffed it. And then you've been talking about continuity all week with Paul George. They haven't even played a game yet. It just makes no sense.
No, I hear you. But the good news is at least it's not a trade deadline acquisition with Paul George where you have 25 games to crank it up. I mean, you do have a full season here, which I tend to think is very valuable.
That is valuable. They can learn. They can grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what's also going to be interesting. When players take a day off, a game off, will they do it at the same time? You know, like, will the Sixers be one of those teams like, all right, Embiid and Paul George are both old. It's not like, all right, one of you misses the Sunday game, one of you misses the Wednesday game.
Stagger them.
Just, you know what? We'll probably take the L because we want these two guys to play 67 games together, 73 games together, maybe. That'll be an interesting dynamic to watch.
How dare you, Joe, accusing Ashlyn of making a weird noise. Because after all, you're crackling, Joe. You're back again. I'm just...
Yeah, so did you ever get that audio?
No, I forgot to grab it.
And your voice is better today. What happened?
I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah.
But I mean, Seltzer, we could have used
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was a bad job. Yeah, yeah. I had a lot
You
going
leave
on.
Him alone. He's doing a great job.
Thank you, Ashlyn.
No, it was a really obvious, weird noise
it was.
That you
I'll
made.
I'll find it.
And
I'll
I'm
find
pretty convinced.
It.
Seltzer, I mean, Richie and I are the only two that heard it. And maybe the audience didn't hear it, but John and I heard it clear as day.
I was focusing so much on my dog rates, I didn't hear it.
Well, whoever it was didn't think they did it, because I didn't think I did it, Ashlyn didn't think she did it, and the caller didn't think he did it.
But it was like a...
It was weird, in the middle of talking. It came...
I don't think it sounded like that.
It sounded like that.
I would have noticed that.
Maybe not quite so pronounced.
Yeah, that was dramatic.
All right, James, let's do one more.
8:52, and Joe's talking about the Mets winning the division again. Mets fan, you can never hide it, Joe. You can never hide it. Play it. Let's go, Mets.
I didn't, you freaking loser. I didn't say the division. I said they have a chance to win the World Series. And that's true, actually. I mean, the Phillies came really close 2 years ago, and they had a record very similar to the Mets
right now.
This
is like unabashedly.
What's your deal with this? Yeah.
My deal is I'm eyes wide open. And not the movie, by the way.
He's come to the
eyes
table
wide
with
shut
his truth
is
before.
Oh, that's right, eyes wide shut. I'll say this. There were certain scenes in that movie, my eyes were wide open. Yeah, right? Wide open. Like, what am I looking at? Mine eyes have seen the coming of the glory of Nicole Kidman. Yeah, right? And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
and a few
complaints.
Other people, by the way.
Call 215-225-4500.
There's a lot. There's certain scenes with all...
I want an orgy.
Well, I mean, I'll just say, like, that's the kind of movie... Let me put it this way. I never get to use that drop.
That's
the kind of movie you don't actually have to hit the pause button.
Nice.
I mean, if you hit pause, you're just delaying the next 10 minutes of nudity. What's the point? All right.
How does he just have these readily available, these one-liners?
I don't know.
That's what I'm most impressed with.
Well, thank you. All right. That's why I'd be a great attorney. I'd be ready to rock and roll. All right.
No, not you.
Jim,
Outrageous.
Don't kid yourself.
Hey, listen. Hey, hold on.
Very nice, Ashlyn.
You know what? Here we go.
Take caution in your tone.
Take great caution in your tone. All right. We got a couple Twitter poll questions we gotta wrap up here. So. The first is today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering quality certified pre-owned vehicles at great prices every day. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. This is to determine yesterday's winner of our prize of Def Leppard Journey and Steve Miller Band tickets. Through the question we had yesterday, which of these actors has the best combination of two TV roles? We had it narrowed down to three actors or actresses. Here we go. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, and Malcolm in the Middle. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seinfeld and Veep, Ed O'Neill, Married with Children, and Modern Family. Let's all go on the record ourselves who we would pick. Richie, who would you pick?
I pick Julia.
Okay, Ashlyn, who would you pick?
Repeat, I'm sorry?
Sure. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, and Malcolm in the Middle. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seinfeld and Veep, Ed O'Neill, Married with Children, and Modern Family.
The first one.
Okay, Seltzer, who would you pick?
JLD.
Say it again. Who'd you say?
JLD.
I would go Ed O'Neill, but it's very close.
Ed O'Neill would be my close second.
All right, John, I have the poll results. Who do you think won?
Ed O'Neill.
He did.
Good poll by you, dude.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why Ed O'Neill won?
Yeah, please.
It's so easy.
Al Bundy?
I think so.
It's the dirty WIP listeners who grew up on the dirty old man of Al Bundy.
I mean, it's
right in the wheelhouse of like the 30 to 50-year-old male.
I love the demographic.
It is dirty dogs all throughout the Delaware Valley.
That's my gut when I look at that list. Al Bundy sticks out.
Bundy's a dog, and so are a lot of our listeners. All right, Al Bundy wins because he's Al Bundy. All right. Now, so by the way, congratulations, Seltzer, to yesterday's.
Trey. Congratulations to Trey.
Trey, congrats, man. That was a great answer. Now, let's round out today's topic of moment in a movie in which a character realizes something. So here's what we got. Just tell me, we got to move fast here. Michael Corleone realizing that Fredo had done him dirty, and he's going to kill him. In The Shawshank, when the warden realizes Dufresne's been going through, you know, the wall, and he's out. In The Wizard of Oz, when the main characters realize when Toto pulls back the curtain, the wizard really, you know, ain't a wizard. We got also from The Wizard of Oz when Judy Garland goes outside and Dorothy realizes she's not in Kansas anymore. We got Neo from The Matrix and that tremendous moment. We've got from Ace Ventura with Finkel and Einhorn and Jim Carrey realizing Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel. What are we doing?
Gosh. I think Oz has two great answers.
I agree. I can't decide which one I like more, though.
I like the Godfather answer best, personally. Michael Fredo.
I think
Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense is an incredible
that's another good one.
Yeah, look, it's too late for that. Here's why I think it's The Wizard of Oz and Toto pulling the curtain back. The movie is called The Wizard of Oz. They're on the way to Oz the whole time to meet the wizard. Mm. Like, the whole thing is about getting there. And then when you get there, you realize he ain't what he's cracked up to be. I think it's that.
So is it the wizard is not the wizard?
Yeah.
Or is it you're not in Kansas anymore?
I'm fine with it. It's a great answer. I think it's the wizard, not the wizard of those two.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to JB with the Wizard of Oz answer. That's a great one. All right. Everyone have not only a great rest of the day, but a wonderful 4th of July, tremendous weekend. Enjoy it all. And enjoy Phillies baseball over the next couple of days. Joe and Hugh, they're up next. Ashlyn, great job filling in the last couple of days.
Thank you.
Great work.
A lot of fun having you in here. Joe and Hugh are up next on 94 WIP.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center. Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.